Father, Father, Burning Bright, written and read by Alan Bennett. On the many occasions Midgley had killed his father, death had always come easily. He died promptly, painlessly, and without a struggle. Looking back, Midgley could see that even in these imagined deaths he had failed his father. It was not like him to die like that. Nor did he. The timing was good, Midgley acknowledged that. Only his father would have managed to stage his farewell in the middle of a Meet the Parents week. It was not a function Midgley enjoyed. Each year he was dismayed by how young the parents had grown, the youth of fathers in particular. Most sported at least one tattoo, with ears and noses now routinely studied. Midgley saw where so many of his pupils got it from. One father wore a swastika necklace, of the sort Midgley had wondered if he felt justified in confiscating from a boy, and a mother he had talked to had had green hair. "Not just green," muttered Miss Tunstall, "bright green. And then you wonder the girls get pregnant." That was the real point of these get-togethers. The teachers were appalled by the parents, but found their shortcomings reassuring. With parents like these, they reasoned, who could blame the schools? The parents, recalling their own teachers as figures of dignity and authority, found the staff sloppy, or never entered into it, apparently. Too human by half, was their verdict. So both nature and nurture came away, if not satisfied, at any rate absolved. "Do you wonder?" said the teachers, looking at the parents.